Thanks for tuning in to this message from the Los Altos Grace Brethren Church. We hope this will be an encouragement to you. You can find out more messages and more about our church at www.lagbc.org.
All right. Good morning, church family. How's everybody doing today? It's a tough day. Let's be honest with that. I said I was going to be able to get through this. Not sure if I can. If you look at your bulletins, what a beautiful prayer that is on the front page, Psalms 23. I love that prayer because it was kind of funny growing up. My mom would always bring this prayer out, and we'd always pray it before a trip. And just to kind of, you know, a blessing that we would know that God is with us at all times, no matter what. And we love that last line, surely your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And the beauty is that I know where Mike is this morning. I know where Mike McGinnis is this morning. Because in shocking news on Wednesday, January 17th, our beloved leader, teacher, elder, friend, Mike McGinnis was ushered into the presence of the Lord. But what a man, right? And I'm so excited to see Kelsey and Chris here this morning. Thank you, guys. You know, we love you so much. Kelsey is Mike's daughter. Chris is Kelsey's husband. And yesterday morning, we had an opportunity to have a men's breakfast. And it was really neat to see the guys come around and to share some great stories that that they've had with Mike. And I love what Pastor Phil always tells us around this time, as he says, you cannot take those memories away, because they actually mean something, and they're so important to us. Because when you think about the life that Mike lived, wow, is all that comes to mind. It's wow, what a guy. And I was thinking this morning, Kelsey, thank you for letting us have him and to have all those great experiences, because they are amazing and they are beautiful. And I was listening to Matt Dom share some great stuff, that every time that they talked, it was like he was giving just great advice of how to live and how to navigate life. And he was like imparting truth. And then Matt said, I miss him so much, but he gave me the truth that I get to stand on and remember that Mike loved me and loves me. But more importantly, he handed me truth for my life. And I get to recall that and live on that truth that I will never lose. And it's hard because this is shocking. It's devastating. But we have great memories. And we know in the days ahead of time, we're going to wrestle. It's okay to wrestle. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be frustrated, but we can also know where he's at. And I think what Mike would want is for us to stand on that truth that he gave us and to know that I'm in a better place, but he understands that it hurts, and he understands that there has to be a process, because Mike always taught us about process, right? And he taught us how to navigate, and he taught us how to talk things out, right? He taught us that. Sometimes he loved to talk too much. It's like, just give me an answer, right? I don't want to think anymore about that. I don't want you to ask me that question. But there's beauty in all those memories that we have. And, you know, I encourage you to share those memories with one another, to share those memories with the family. And they've set up some really, there's a lot of different websites and things, I think. There's some stuff up there. So go to losaltos.org. There's a fund me account set up There's also a Gmail account set up to share pictures and stories. And because I know there's like tons of pictures. I'm even looking through some of the pictures from Green Oak Ranch because somebody brought up some of those great memories around Green Oak Ranch. I know I've got some of those someplace. Because, you know, I've known Mike. I was calculating this morning, 24 years when I first became the youth pastor. And, you know, he took me aside and he gave me some advice on how to be a youth pastor. And I remember that because he was a youth pastor here for many years. But there's many memories. And I encourage you to share those memories with one another and to, more importantly, to share with the family. And I love this family. This is such a beautiful place to be this morning to kind of walk through this. And I want you guys to know we love you and we're here for you. We're here for your mom and your sister. Chris, we're here for you and your family as well. We love you guys.
But we don't want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who have fallen asleep, so that you may not grieve as others do, have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, in the same way, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry, with the voice of the archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, we will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. I don't know about you guys, but I find those words to be a huge comfort to me. Yeah. So, thinking about coming up here this week and speaking to you all, we started a series last week on Ezra and Nehemiah, and we're going to be talking about that some more. But I really struggled, to be honest with you, to know, you know, what to say. This has been a rough week. I know it's been a hard week for a lot of you. You know, it's such a staggering thing to just hear out of nowhere someone is who, you know, it seems though is healthy and alive and vibrant and such a critical and integral part of everything we do around here, to just all of a sudden Jesus reach down and take him home is mind-boggling to me. It really is hard to get my head around. And I guess before we start today, I want to emphasize something, and that is very simply this. As much as the whole thing has broken my heart all week long, losing Mike, I know that he's not lost. You know, and I know we've already said this before, but he's with Jesus right now. He's in his presence. He's whole, and he's well, and he's happy, and waiting for us. You know, that day is going to come. I just read it to you. It's a promise from God that this day is going to come when this big reunion is going to happen in the air. And there's this phrase, thus we will always be with the Lord. And I just think how awesome that is, because if I'm always with the Lord, Mike's always with the Lord, the other people I've loved who've gone on are always with the Lord, then we're always together. And that thought that we will have not only the reunion, but an eternity to spend getting to know each other in deeper and more significant ways is the very thing that allows us to grieve in a way that makes sense. You know, the pain is real, and the pain is real because there's an absence, and that gap is significant, and we feel it, and we know that we can't just reach out and talk to him or ask him a question or get his advice or his wisdom on any subject. He's just not there for us to access anymore, but he's not far. You know, and there will be that day when we are reconnected, and I so look forward to that. And it's hard for me to understand. I think about how hard it must be for people who don't have that hope, who aren't looking forward to that day to be reunited with those who have gone ahead of them in Christ. I love what C.S. Lewis used to say about this. He used to talk about this world that we live in right now. We tend to think of it as being the land of the living, and then we die and it's over. But he says, the reality is the world we live in now is the land of the dying. And death is simply a gateway that we pass through into the land of the living, where there is no more death. Oh, death, where is your sting? It's gone. Because we've been offered life in Jesus Christ. And that is, of all things, the gracious hand of God. And I am so, so grateful for it.